It's 102.9 Big Country Hits. Susan Longhue and special guest with me on the phone, lead singer from Parmalee, Matt Thomas. How you doing, Matt?
Doing great.
Where are you guys right now?
We are in Louisville, Kentucky, actually playing tonight with Reba, which is going to be fun.
Oh, my gosh. Have you played with her before?
You know, we did one show with her last year, but we had to leave right after the show, so we didn't get a chance to see if there were a meter, which I was kind of bummed about that. So hopefully we could at least take a picture with her tonight, right?
That would be cool. Now, do you still get, you guys have been doing this a long time, a lot longer than your hits would portray, because you were, 9 or 10 years before you even had top 10 singles?
Yeah, it was.
Do you get starstruck still yourself when you see artists who you look up to?
Oh, absolutely. We're still a fan, no matter what. And we get to be friends with these people now, and it's crazy. We go to these award shows. You never know who you're going to see, whether it's actors or musicians and stuff like that. We love it, though. It's so much fun, and we still definitely get starstruck.
I've been doing this for 30-plus years now, and I still get geeked when I get to meet one of the artists who I play all the time. We're excited to see you guys perform next Saturday at the Emmett Charlevoix County Fair, and excited, too, for you, all the success you're having with your new song, Roots. Do we have a release date on the whole album, or is that still in the works?
It's still in the works. We've been working on it for a while. We don't know yet. We're shooting for later on this year. We'll see how things go. We are in the process of picking the songs and kind of wrapping things up. But it's an ongoing thing. You get home and you write a song that's great and you want to go record it, and all of a sudden you got another contender and that kind of stuff, or you find one that's great. That's what's exciting about Nashville, is everybody's writing songs, and it just kind of continues and keeps moving.
Because there's four of you, how hard is it then to narrow the songs down? What do you do if there's a 2-2 tie? Like, two of you love it, two of you don't like it.
That's a tough one. I think everybody really has to live with it. But generally speaking, we all kind of agree what we like, and we all kind of know. We all compromise. But at the end of the day, it's not the song. It's not about us. And you're doing it for the fans, and you got to think from their perspective, what do they want to hear?
I love your harmonies together. What kind of criteria do you have when you're picking a song? Is that something you look at and say, okay, we're going to be able to harmonize really great on this? Or
actually, it's funny you said that. I appreciate it. It's how the band really got started. That was our thing back when we first got started, with me and Barry and Josh singing together. It was like, wait a minute, this is a little different than everybody else. But yeah, that's definitely, you got to be able to have a chorus with the harmonies on it. And I think we all kind of know when it's right.
How is this sophomore CD going to differ from the first one that came out musically? Is it more upbeat? Are there more story songs? What can we expect?
It's a lot more upbeat. It's a lot more progressive, a lot more loops, and a lot more just tools to make music, and a lot more sounds. There's a lot of different sounds going on than there were in Feels Like Carolina. But there's also songs that bridge gaps. But at the end of the day, it's all about the harmonies and guitars. That's what we always make sure stays true to our stuff. A lot of cool vibes going on this record. We're excited.
We already love the first single, Roots. How much input did you guys have into creating the video for that, which I found really beautiful?
I tell you, the influence we had was picking the treatment. The label whittled it down to three, and we picked the one that Peter Zaffadil wrote out for us. And that's pretty much it. We showed up. Everything was already laid out, lined up. And all we had to do was do what they told us. it fit, and I think he did a great job. We come from a small town similar to that one in the video. And
considering that it is about going back to your roots and remembering your roots, what advice would you give your younger self?
Ooh, that's an open question there. I have to say, the advice that I was given when I ever asked somebody, especially with the band or what we're doing, what should we do? What should we do? My dad would always say, just keep on plugging. Just keep on doing what you're doing. There's some instances in my mind where I could go back and tell myself, you dummy, you shouldn't have done that. Or, you ought to do this instead of that. But, things work out the way they are. I don't think I would change anything if I had a chance,
Do you have a bucket list performer you'd like to be with and location that you'd like to perform at?
Well, I would love to play with Greg Allman Brothers. My dad was a big Allman Brothers fan and turned us on to him, and he's one of my favorite singers, and that'd be cool. And, oddly enough, we have not played the Walnut Creek Amphitheater in Raleigh, North Carolina, which is the really big amphitheater back home. We've yet to play that, whether opening up for somebody or playing it. That's definitely on my list.
I was just reading an article. You guys are headed overseas in the fall, and you went, 9 days or so last year? How special is it for you guys to do that?
Oh, very important. Last year was our first time, and we just got to see things firsthand. Went to Africa and Bahrain, and we took a helicopter a plane to the U.S. Carl Vinson aircraft carrier. We took a helicopter from there to the battleship that was patrolling the coast of Iran, and they were doing the strikes, nice strikes and stuff. So it was pretty intense, but it was a great experience to be a part of that and see what the soldiers are doing every day and make appreciate it so much. So,
where are you headed this time around? Can you say, or is that top secret?
I can't say.
Okay.
They won't tell us. Well, we know, but we can't say. That's the least we could do. We get to ride around the country playing music for people, and our job is to make people smile, and that's the best job I can imagine on Earth. It's all because these soldiers and the armed forces are out there protecting us, allowing us to live for free. So anything we can do to help, we're in.
There's four of you in the group. Who handles all of your social media, or do you each take a little bit? Is there somebody that's really good at it and somebody that's like, I can't?
To be honest with you, me and Scott being the forefront, he does most of it. He's always the guy Snapchat. I do a lot of Instagram. These days, we have a social media team at our management company and at our label. These days, it's a full-time job, and it's a lot to keep up with. You got to really be into all of them and be active. And
when you have it all figured out, they throw something new at you, and you're like, what is this?
I know.
Okay, some fun questions. What is something you can't live without when you're on the road?
Baby wipes.
Really?
Yeah, because there's 11 dudes on the bus, and we're doing these fairs and festivals, and it's just like you get sweaty, and you're just like, sometimes you have to, take a bird bath. Always.
Who was your first celebrity crush?
First celebrity crush, Daisy Duke.
What is your most prized possession?
My most prized possession, I have my dad's 1972 Deluxe Les Paul guitar that he played. That's definitely my most prized. My second one would be my 83 Jeep CJ that I've had for about 17 years.
What is the most bizarre thing you guys have been asked to autograph so far?
Some baby's head.
Really?
Yeah. Bad mom.
You didn't do it, did you?
No, of course.
Hey, I don't know. I don't judge. Is there a song that's either on the radio now or in the past that you wish you had written?
Absolutely. I wish I had written Sweet Home Alabama. Yeah, that song is played every day. It's ridiculous.
Matt, thanks so much for taking time to talk to us today. Really appreciate it. Can't wait to see you next Saturday and the rest of the guys. And I hope the rest of your tour goes awesome.
Thank you so much. See y'all soon.